of that stuff. Yeah. Wake up panic attacks over a fucking ticket, dude. And you wake up and you're just like,
that's weed. That's a weed edible.
That happens, yeah, right? That's an edible. Is that just, I thought that
that's
was just
an
me.
Edible. That's not life.
Did you ever wake, did you ever eat, yes. for some reason when I like.
The time I ate that whole bag of gummies you left.
So you wake up and, well, my thing is.
I woke up in one of the darkest fucking pits of despair I've ever been in. I woke up in that. Oh, I've talked about this. It was a fucking Soul Joel gig.
Yep.
I woke up in a basement of a
windowless
casino.
Windowless hotel room
in a Cassini.
And you had a.
I had the Mexican.
You were the African sweet boy.
I had a fucking sweet boy, but I forgot the sweet boy was there. So I woke up in this pitch black room. Dude, I was hammered and you left a bag of gummies.
Yeah.
Normally I would eat like one and be high.
What were they?
I ate all of them.
I made like granola bars or something. I made something fucking weird and I was like, don't eat all of these.
Ate the whole thing.
No. They were fucking, they were like these cinnamon bun things that I made. That was the reason I missed Christmas 2 years ago. I fucking ate these cinnamon buns with my babe, dude. That's art. Me and my babe got forged in the fire.
I was.
Our third date, we ate those things. I remember I was out there. They were so evil and wicked. I was like, I have to get rid of these things. Dude, we ate
them. You dropped them off, dude.
We ate them, and I was like, fucking. I literally had to call my mom. I missed Christmas. And I had to nurse this basically stranger babe, who's now my babe since we were forged in the flames. We had just like our relationship was started in like mutual psychosis where we both were just like, that was what I was talking about when I kept envisioning Pangea. Like I like couldn't stop seeing Pangea and I was like, there and I was like, she's like, what's the matter? I was like, nothing.
All the continents were together once.
I was like, nothing. I was thinking about tectonic plate shifting and I was like so geeked on it, dude. And I was like, oh my God, the shit going on under us. And then she literally was like, I'm not here. And I was like, oh God, dude, 6 hours of it. Just nonsense. Of just like, just a double hallucination, dude. It was insane.
But
that's what I gave you. They were like supercharged. There were cinnamon buns where I made icing out of weed coconut oil and spread. Well, you guys must have eaten like 300 milligrams. Dude, it started
the end of the night was me chasing the sweet boy around the hotel.
Yes.
Pretending I was going to murder him.
Yeah, you're a drunk. You're going
to
find him.
I was pretending to follow him
around.
That's
what happened to the hitchhiker. He was pretending.
For sure. I was definitely like, if I would have caught him, I would have squeezed him hard. Now he was like, okay, dude, stop.
Would you have mounded his head?
Chasing him around the hotel. He's like, all right, dude, stop.
You guys were like Tom and Jerry?
It really was, dude. He kept slipping through my legs. Then I woke up the next morning, pitch black.
Wait, but you went home. We went home drunk. I gave Mackie an edible.
I was drunk.
We ate, and I ate a little edible, and I gave one to Mackie, I believe. And then you guys stayed there, or maybe it was another night. I forget.
I stayed in the hotel and ate the rest of all the
weed. Did you guys eat Skizzlers, or did you guys eat?
I think they were Skizzlers. I don't think they were the cinnamon buns.
Okay, it might have been Skizzlers.
These might have been some Skizzlers. It was a whole bag of gummies.
Yeah, that was
like a Ziploc bag of gummies.
That might have been Generation 1 when I did alcohol tincture of Skizzlers and fucking blew up the kitchen.
It was, again, though, that's the psychosis. Like, I woke up because I went in blacked out. So I was okay. I was obviously I was retarded, but like my brain wasn't working. But then when I woke up, it was just the Skizzlers. It was me and the Skizzlers in the dark. I was like, this room's haunted. I was like, this is. I didn't know where I was, and I forgot Mackie was. He was like asleep on the chair.
Yeah,
and I was like, and he was like, "Are you all right, man?" I was like, "What? Who's there?"
You're just like, oh, God.
Yeah, I seriously woke up like, oh. He was like, Shane? I was like, who is that? Yeah, man, that's...
Waking up high is
waking up high fucking blows.
It's fucking tough, dude.
Yeah, that's...
That happened to me
waking up having panic attacks is not normal. Waking up having a weed panic attack is.
See,
that's what's happening
to me. It happens to me if I eat edibles or smoke weed, I have to like wait a couple hours before I go to bed. Otherwise, there's the feeling that I'm high. I'm laying there and I feel it, and I'm just like, I can't go to sleep now. I will wake up and be like, oh,
yeah.
Oh. It's like this weird way. It sucks. No, also happens to apparently Joey Diaz.
Oh, really?
Might be a sleep apnea thing. I could have sleep apnea because I have a deviated septum because I play sports. Yeah.
I have a deviated septum.
You played sports, obviously.
And I played sports.
Exactly. That's why you get
that's
them.
Why you
if
get
you don't
them.
Play sports, you don't get a deviated septum.
Really?
Yeah,
that basically. Makes sense.
That's what happens.
Us athletes get that all the time.
Us warriors, dude. Modern day warriors is what
bro
what.
I